Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you Thursday afternoon. Looks like just a real quick overview here, Austin. Traffic's loosening up a little bit. I know we're going to get
gradually,
into it.
Yeah,
we're going to get into that in about 3 minutes. Austin's all over that. And also your five-day forecast coming up. We'll do that, and we'll take a snapshot of the national forecast as well. But right now, here's three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the UWF Board of Trustees has scheduled a special board meeting for Tuesday. Why? To select an interim school president following the resignation of President Martha Saunders. When those trustees meet, they are set to pick an effective date for Saunders' resignation and discuss contracting with an executive search firm to find a permanent replacement.
And Escambia commissioners looking into the spending practices of organizations funded by the Escambia Children's Trust. A recent document shows that 88% of the money awarded from last year was used for employee salaries and benefits, while only 11% went directly to programming for kids. Commissioner Mike Kohler is calling for an audit of the organization.
Maybe you can frame this story as like you can't please all the people all the time or even half the time. You know the saying I'm talking about. Amid support from hunters, and then warnings from a slaughter from animal rights advocates, state wildlife officials Wednesday, moving forward with Florida's first black bear hunt in a decade. Before a large crowd gathered at the College of Central Florida in Ocala, the FWC voting 4-1 for a December hunt that could lead as many as 187 bears being killed. Now, here is the snapshot taken it locally. Here comes the thread. The hunt will not include Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. The closest area to be included would be Panama City's Bay County.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
So here's what I'm going to do. Going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to kind of lump traffic and weather into this local headline segment because we've got a lot going on the roads here. It's one of the worst road days we've had in a while. So we do have a lot of backup still on I-10. If you are traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, it is slowly but surely, as we said a couple minutes ago, starting to dissipate, but nonetheless very much present. And there's a lot of runoff on some roads as well. Got some backups on North Davis Highway. If you are traveling northbound towards I-10. Got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road, last major spot's going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess, along with Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, high of 88, low of 74.
Okay, Army officials are investigating allegations that a group of Rangers fired blank rounds from automatic weapons. Happened over at Crab Island in Destin last week. The incident was caught on video, which was posted, of course, to social media. And what you are hearing is the gunfire from those Rangers out there at Crab Island. Witnesses reported the incident last Friday happened as the Billy Bowlegs Pirate Festival was ongoing, while the Armory confirmed participation in a sanctioned mock sea battle. They said that the weapons fired at Crab Island were not approved and said the incident is now under investigation.
And a pedestrian in a motorized wheelchair escaped an accident with a dump truck with only minor injuries on Wednesday morning. FHP says the pedestrian was crossing Mobile Highway when she was hit by the dump truck and trapped underneath. EMS took the pedestrian to the hospital. Yeah, this was an elderly woman, I believe, in a wheelchair. Very dangerous. We don't hear about stuff like that happening often, but it's very dangerous when it does. Luckily, it wasn't worse.
You're absolutely right. A great event today. Santa Rosa Kids House presented with a check of over $22,000 this morning. Happened at the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners meeting. It was for the proceeds from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7's annual Spring Jam event. Brent Lane presented that check.
At this time, we see that Cat Country's shown up, and so we're going to go ahead and drag you guys on up here, Brent Lane and Cat Country and the individuals from the great people from Kids House. And oh, this is awesome. This is awesome.
That's Commissioner Kerry Smith. He said the event went really well.
Did service well. I was going to say if it wasn't great, I was going to start calling you W Street instead of Brent Lane.
Well, the money was accepted by Kids House board chair Wendell, and a pedestrian in a motorized wheelchair escaped an accident with a dump truck. More stories like this coming up in less than 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
I've got a few state notes for you here very quickly. A St. Petersburg man going to prison for threatening to kill Tampa Bay Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna. The Department of Justice announced yesterday William Braddock was sentenced to 3 years for interstate transmission of threat to injure. He was running against Luna 4 years ago in the Republican primary when he threatened to call a hit squad to make her disappear. He surrendered to authorities in the Philippines 2 years ago where he was living.
Just, I guess you just have to hold your breath sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Disney is placing employees who are Venezuelan citizens on leave now that the Trump administration is ending their protection status. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Disney is putting dozens of its Florida-based employees on unpaid leave based on their Venezuelan origins. The policy from Disney, as reported by Bloomberg, is due to the Trump administration ordering the end to the temporary protected status of a number of Venezuelan migrants who were allowed to live in the U.S. after fleeing political violence in Venezuela. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted a lower court order blocking the termination of the status. It could require Venezuelan migrants in that group to depart the U.S. in the coming weeks. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Russian hackers say they're behind a ransomware attack against a Central Florida medical group. Florida Lung, Asthma, and Sleep Specialists has offices in several prominent cities throughout the Sunshine State. A Russian hacking group says it targeted the medical offices, stealing patient social security numbers, medical records, and passport info. It's demanding $650,000 in Bitcoin.
Okay, pretty happy bunch of people down in Orlando today. A new theme park opened up. Eben Brown to Chris Foster. Fox News coming up.
Universal's Epic Universe in Orlando is the first major U.S. theme park to open since Disney California Adventure in 2001.
It's a big moment, and I can't believe I'm here.
Ryan Wright runs social media accounts about theme parks. There are five connected distinct areas, including Super Nintendo World, How to Train Your Dragon, and a Harry Potter World.
I was trying to get on Harry Potter, but they were like, oh, it's standby. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go on Celestial Stardust Racers.
Enzo Fatone there for opening day. So is Denise Spiegel with the trade association Visit Orlando, telling Fox 35 there.
When you come here, you don't just go for a theme park. That's a great reason to come. You're staying in the hotels, you're shopping, you're going to restaurants, and then you're going to other attractions. And so there is that ripple effect.
Chris Foster, Fox News.
Yeah, I always love staying in those resorts of the theme park.
Yeah.
And so it's a weekend, you know, you want to sleep in. But man, forget about it. If you got a room full of kids next to you, they're up at 5 o'clock in the morning, banging at the doors, ready to go to the parks. Have a good time when you're going down to Orlando. They got a lot of good stuff down there. The man accused of trying to kill President Trump at a Florida golf club was trying to get some of the charges dropped against him. Jill Nato has more. Oh, by the way, his actions, it didn't work.
Ryan Ruth's lawyers were trying to get two gun charges against him dismissed. One of those counts was a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. The other, possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. His lawyers said those counts violated his Second Amendment rights. But Ruth has a previous felony conviction for illegally possessing dynamite. So U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon denied the motion to dismiss. Ruth was arrested last year when a Secret Service agent spotted a rifle barrel near where the president was golfing. The agent fired, and Ruth was soon chased down and arrested. Jill Nato, Fox News.
5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Gun Show this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
524 News Radio 92.3. Golly, we are watching that money today, and Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks losing steam, heading into the closing bell and ending mixed as President Trump's tax cut plan clears the House. Tech stocks gained while healthcare lagged, and crypto-related stocks, including crypto exchange Coinbase Global, advanced as the price of Bitcoin continues to surge to a fresh record of over $111,000. Shares of Nike rose 2% following news that the sports apparel giant would resume selling on Amazon. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, IBM, and Home Depot. The Dow down a point, the NASDAQ higher by 53, S&P 500 down 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price redeeming himself this afternoon with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I wouldn't call it that because I got a lot of bad news to deliver.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. You can add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Let's see, looking at the roads here, yeah, it's pretty rough. We still got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and there's a lot of runoff traffic from those issues earlier this afternoon. Got some backups on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, and on Highway 29 and Palafox Street. If you are traveling northbound on both of those roads towards Burgess, got some issues there. Last major spot's going to be the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road, still looking pretty tough. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow and the weekend, looking pretty sunny, highs in the high 80s.
Okay, 527 News Radio 92.3. That's a snapshot locally. Let me give you a broader snapshot on a local picture to a national picture. It's almost the unofficial start of summer. Parts of the Northeast could see snow in the next day or so. Mike Seidel is in Massachusetts, freezing. He's freezing with more on the story.
Here along the Massachusetts coast, we're getting battered by wind gusts over 40 miles an hour, moderate to heavy rain, and it is cold. Mid-40s with a wind chill around 40. Feels more like March than late May here just south of Boston. On the way, the high tide this evening. There's a coastal flood advisory up along the coast. A wind advisory through this evening. Everything pretty much moves out late tonight. Just a few leftover showers on Friday, but still chilly. As we head into the weekend, look for better weather. A slow warming trend by Memorial Day. Temperatures getting close to 70 here in Southeast Mass. In Scituate, Massachusetts, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And the U.S. Attorney General says the death penalty is on the table for the suspect accused of murdering two Israeli embassy staffers in D.C. last night. Pam Bondi says the attack outside the Capitol Jewish Museum was horrific, and she's been in constant contact with Trump since it happened. Bondi would not comment on any possible affiliations that suspect Elias Rodriguez has after it was reported he yelled Free Palestine while being arrested.
All right, we mentioned to you stocks ending mixed and really because of the worries from the U.S. government's increasing debt. But there was a slight change in the number of people on unemployment benefits last week. Here's Jenny Casola.
New applications for unemployment benefits declined by 2,000 in the week ending May 17th to 227,000. It's not a big change and was slightly lower than expected. The previous week's new claims number was not revised. More people are remaining on benefits, though. Continuing claims rose to 1.9 million for the week ending May 10th. That report lags the weekly jobless claims report. Companies continue to be reluctant to lay off staff, though economists say new job opportunities are becoming more scarce, likely the reason continuing claims rose. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And we got a lot about Ivy League schools today. Harvard can no longer enroll foreign students. That coming from Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem, who sent a letter to the school informing them that their ability to enroll foreigners at their university has been revoked. Noem says the university has not fully complied with all reporting requirements to DHS. The Trump administration has already yanked millions in federal grants meant for the school.
I'm not sure about their thought process. Just haven't figured that one out yet. Speaking of Ivy League schools, protests breaking out at Columbia during the school's commencement ceremonies. Alexa McAdams has that story.
We've been out at Columbia University's campus and seen these protests before, but it was a little bit different this week because they were holding their graduation ceremony on campus. That's when a group ripping up what looked like diplomas lit those papers on fire. Those flames just kept on growing there on the city's Upper West Side in New York City as investigators from the NYPD did everything they could to stomp out the flames and the burning stack of diplomas. This happened outside of the gates, about 100 protesters gathering. Many are wearing masks, keffiyehs, and carrying Palestinian flags. Same thing we've seen there for months. A chaotic scene leading to at least two arrests.
Okay, coming up in 5 minutes, we'll talk sports and a lot more on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago accused of killing two Israeli embassy staffers at point-blank range outside an event for the Capitol Jewish Museum. The alleged shooter caught on video shouting Free Palestine after being detained. Interim Washington District Attorney Jeanine Pirro says anti-Semitism will not be tolerated.
We're going to continue to investigate this as a hate crime and a crime of terrorism.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department will seek the death penalty. President Trump holding a Make America Healthy Again event to the White House. His Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy unveils his first MAHA Commission report.
President Trump, I'm honored to present you the MAHA report and work with this incredible cabinet that you have brought together to make our children healthy again.
Some members of Congress have criticized Secretary Kennedy for slashing funds to essential health programs. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia. Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes.
Here's today's top three stories.
Alrighty, the UWF Board of Trustees has scheduled a special board meeting for Tuesday, May 27th to select an interim school president following the resignation of Martha Saunders. When trustees meet, they are set to pick an effective date for Saunders' resignation and discuss contracting with an executive search firm to find a permanent replacement president.
Alrighty, let's take a look at number two this afternoon. Escambia commissioners are looking into spending practices of organizations funded by the Escambia Children's Trust. A recent document shows 88% of the money awarded from last year was used for employee salaries and benefits, while only 11% went directly to programming for kids. Commissioner Mike Kohler calling for an audit of the organization.
My goodness. And your third and final top story this afternoon. Amid support from hunters and warnings of a slaughter from animal rights advocates, state wildlife officials Wednesday moved forward with Florida's first black bear hunt in a decade before a large crowd at the College of Central Florida in Ocala. The FWC voted 4-1 for a December hunt that could lead to as many as 187 bears being killed. The hunt will not include Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. The closest area to be included would be Panama City's Bay County.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And we're tied at 125 going to overtime.
Wait, what? The Knicks led the Pacers by 17 points with 6.5 minutes left. Up 3 at the start of the fourth quarter at home, New York's lead was 15 with under 5 minutes to go when the Pacers' Aaron Nesmith became a personal party of three.
Single-handedly keeping the Pacers' hopes alive here has been absolutely on fire.
Nesmith hits the three.
Another three by Nesmith. That's the great equalizer in our game.
Nesmith three. Good! Got it! Nesmith again. Three. got it! He's a flamethrower! Neesmith, it's a three. Whoa. It's a two-point game!
Oh my
it's
goodness.
A two-point game with 22 seconds to go!
On TNT, Aaron Neesmith hit 6 three-pointers for Indiana in the final 5 minutes of regulation. Tyrese Halliburton made an improbable shot with no time left to force overtime. Nearly a three-pointer that won it in regulation, but Indiana still outscored New York 13-10 in the extra session to steal Game 1, one of the greatest comebacks in NBA history. Final score 138-135 in overtime. Halliburton scored 31, Neesmith had 30. New York got 43 in defeat from Jalen Brunson and 35 from Karl-Anthony Towns. Game 2 tomorrow in New York. Hockey. Dallas Stars trailed the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 at the start of the third period in Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. Dallas took a page from the Pacers' playbook, came back to win 5 goals in the third period, 3 on the power play in under 6 minutes. Stars 6, Oilers 3. Longtime Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay died Wednesday at age 65. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell stated Jim was a friend and a man deeply committed to his family, the game, the Colts, and the Indianapolis community. Led with integrity, passion, and care for the Colts players, coaches, and staff, his courageous work in support of mental health will be a lasting legacy. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, the college football playoff getting a slight format change for this upcoming season. A straight seeding model will now be used, giving the top four ranked teams in the CFP's poll the first round byes. Now, last season, byes were awarded to the top four highest ranking conference champions in the poll. But now those four highest-ranking folks will not necessarily get a first-round bye. Instead, the five highest-ranked conference champions will still be guaranteed in the 12-team field. The CFP just said that they felt the change was in the best interest of the game, so now you don't have to worry about teams like Boise State or Arizona State, who maybe don't have as good enough of a record or were not as battle-tested, getting a benefit or a luxury that they perhaps didn't quote-unquote deserve.
539, News Radio 92.3. Talking college football, are you?
Indeed, yes.
All right. A college football quarterback being accused of sexual assault in a civil lawsuit. Jared Max has more from Utah.
Brigham Young University quarterback Jake Retzlaff has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman listed in a court filing as Jane Doe AG in November of 2023. She's suing Retzlaff for alleged battery, assault, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Retzlaff's attorney stated his client is factually innocent, and we don't try cases in the media. We'll respect the process and establish Jake's innocence through the judicial system. There have not been criminal charges filed against the former California quarterback, who transferred to BYU before last season and led the Cougars to an 11-2 record. The alleged victim is seeking punitive damages. She claims she reported the incident to police in Provo but did not share her accuser's name, saying she was scared and in shock and not ready to confront him. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right, and referring back to Jared's Fox Sports segment that we heard just a couple minutes ago, we do have Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals between the Timberwolves and Thunder tonight. And, of course, that includes the NBA regular season MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If you want to tune into that game, starting at 7 p.m., you can do so on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them at 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Okay, there's some NHL news to pass on to you this afternoon. Chicago Blackhawks, they've hired a new head coach, and Jared Max returns and has more on that.
51-year-old Jeff Blashill replaced Anders Sorensen, who coached the team after Luke Richardson was fired in December. Blashill has spent the last three seasons as an assistant with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Before that, Blashill was the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings from 2015 to 2022. Blackhawks general manager Kyle Davidson said Jeff is an incredibly smart and talented coach who boasts more than 25 years coaching experience across developmental leagues, the NHL, and the world stage. We couldn't be more excited for what's to come under Jeff's direction. With the Red Wings, Blashill led the team to the playoffs his first season, then Detroit was left out 6 years in a row. Blashill was let go. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Charles Schwab Challenge underway in Texas. This week's PGA Tour event is going down at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. Last year's winner was Davis Riley, and he's back in the field again this year. Scottie Scheffler won last week's PGA Championship, and he's playing again this weekend as well.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Bears coach Ben Johnson talked about the tush push and said, have you ever seen a tush push become an explosive play? I like explosive plays. I like big plays. So I'm not a big tush push guy myself. I almost thought that was a fake quote, but it was not. Remember to Ben Johnson, the tush push creates first downs that could set up explosive plays, and the tush push also directly leads to touchdown. So maybe you should embrace the tush push. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's today's health news.
All right, you need to be pretty careful here what you put in your salad. Jill Nadeau reports on a recall for cucumbers.
The FDA says there's been a salmonella outbreak in 15 states, 26 people sickened, 9 hospitalized after eating cucumbers from Bednar growers in Florida. Those cukes were distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales from April 29th to May 19th. The FDA is working to determine where the potentially contaminated cucumbers were sent, but they do know they went out to both restaurants and retailers. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, and cramps. Young children, the elderly, and people with weakened immune systems are more likely to have severe infections. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
And a study called Vital is touting the anti-aging benefits of vitamin D supplements. Dr. Joanne Manson, a preventive medicine expert at Harvard Medical, tracked 50,000 people over 50 for 5 years and found that vitamin D supplements may help slow down biological aging by as much as 3 years. The study shows that vitamin D seems to protect telomeres in your chromosomes that shrink as you age and are linked to heart issues, cancer, and other chronic conditions.
U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. released his Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA report. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
It lays out the roadmap that RFK Jr. thinks federal agencies can use to reduce chronic childhood illnesses in this country. And the top of the list of problems is a poor diet. This report found that up to 70% of food that most children consume contains ultra processed ingredients. Going through the other main bullet points of this report, chemical exposures are a concern, with the authors ordering a study on pesticides by next year. A lack of physical activity and chronic stress, basically kids playing less outside and more on their screens inside. And then over medicalization, they say. The authors think kids in this country are being over prescribed drugs they don't need.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. Memorial Day travelers may experience some added stress due to heavy traffic this weekend. Lisa Brady has tips on how to reduce stressful situations.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the start of the Memorial Day weekend getaway. AAA predicting more than 45 million people will travel starting today through Monday, and that can mean added stress because of crowded roads. So how can you manage that? California Casualty is an insurance company with a few tips on how to reduce stress while driving. First, plan ahead. Be aware of alternate routes and traffic closures. And if you have kids, bring some games and snacks so they don't add more stress. Leave early to give yourself extra time to deal with the unexpected. And don't forget breathing exercises with deep breathing calming the brain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price doing his breathing exercises today, and a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, looking at the roads here. Did get notified by a texter. By the way, you can text in at any time, 850-437-1620. Had a texter letting us know that the bridge, Garson Point Bridge, heading to and from Gulf Breeze, there is a road closure that appears to be in that area with an accident report over there as well. Seems like that could be closed for a while. We will keep you updated on that. Also have some issues on Olive Road traveling eastbound towards Highway 90, and still have some backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, maybe a little warmer, but sunny, mostly clear.
Okay, that's the local snapshot. Let's go to the big screen. Cooler than usual along the East Coast in the coming days, but higher than average temps in the south. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
An area of low pressure spinning across the Ohio Valley will bring wet, cool conditions for this region and parts of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic through Friday. A developing coastal low is going to keep conditions cooler and windy along the coast heading into the weekend. Temperatures will feel more like March than the end of May. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over the southern plains, and above average highs persist for the west and the south through Memorial Day. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Bitcoin continued its rally today, hitting a brand new record high above $111,000. The price of the flagship crypto was last higher by 3%, going above $111,500, according to Coinmetrics. House Republicans passed President Trump's tax bill on a narrow party line vote. A sticking point to negotiations were reported SALT deductions, and in that new package, the maximum SALT deduction increases from its current level of $10,000 up to $40,000. Promising news on the job front, with the Labor Department reporting jobless claims fell by 2,000 to 227,000. Economists were estimating new claims to rise by 1,000. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow falling just over a point, the S&P 500 lost 2, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 53. Crude oil futures for July under 61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
548, News Radio 92.3, the one-cent coin will soon be history. Hillary Barsky has those details.
The U.S. Mint has made its final order for pennies and plans to stop producing the coin when those run out. The Treasury Department will stop putting new pennies in circulation as early as next year, ending a 230-year run for the copper-colored piece. By stopping production, there will be an immediate annual savings of $56 million in reduced material costs. Earlier this year, President Trump announced that he had ordered his administration to cease production of the one-cent coin. Americans will still be able to use pennies in cash transactions after production stops. However, businesses will have to adjust pricing. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And interest rates are spiking due to the potential cost of President Trump's major policy bill. According to Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller, the cost of the bill caught the bond market off guard and impacted interest rates. It comes as yields on U.S. Treasury bonds have soared throughout the week as lawmakers advance the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Okay, I knew you were going to kind of dive into this subject matter. Let's expand a little bit more about these interest rates from the Fed Reserve and what they're up to. Edward Lawrence is in this afternoon from the White House.
The Federal Reserve board member says that the markets are looking for a little more fiscal discipline. He says that they're looking towards this reconciliation bill as possibly, you know, wrapping up in terms of lifting the yields on the 10-year and Treasury year yields. So if this reduces deficit spending in any way, when the Senate is done with it, that's what he hopes can go forward. The White House spokesperson Kush Desai told me this. He says, quote, critically, passing this bill reduces substantially the risk of any debt limit debate for at least a couple of years, which reduces the credit risk and is a net positive for the Treasury market.
President Trump could soon begin selling his gold cards to foreigners, which will make it possible for somebody to buy a Visa for $5 million. They make it sound so easy, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that all?
Yeah, it's $5 million bucks here. Ashley Webster, he has the details for us.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the gold card website allowing people to buy those U.S. permanent residencies for $5 million will launch within a week, right around the corner. President Trump has suggested the U.S. could sell 1 million of the cards, enough to retire the national debt. It is meant to replace the EB-5 investor visa, which gives out green cards in return for a much smaller investment in the U.S. economy. Lutnick says TrumpCard.gov would initially allow people to register their interest in buying one of the cards.
551, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on News Radio 92.3.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Ain't Too Proud is a celebration that brings the audience to its feet.
Ain't too proud to be, it's too going.
The Grammy-winning songs. The Tony-winning moves.
Ain't too proud to please.
Ain't too proud. The life and times of the Temptations. June 4th and 5th, Pensacola Sanger Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, a great fictional sleuth is being celebrated today. Which one? Well, from London, Fox's Jonathan Savage gives us a clue.
British master criminals have no greater nemesis than the great consulting detective Sherlock Holmes. From his home at 221B Baker Street in London, from under his famous deerstalker hat, Holmes' infallible logical reasoning would always solve the case. So when should you celebrate his exploits? Elementary, my dear listener. May 22nd, birthday of his creator, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. So, what's on? Well, you can enjoy the day any way you like. Read a classic Holmes adventure, watch the latest BBC adaptation, or perhaps organise a murder mystery party with your most suspicious friends. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And two-time Oscar-winning actress Hilary Swank, Friday night's commencement speaker at Chapman University. University President Danielle Struppa says that Swank embodies the resilience, integrity, and transformative spirit Chapman strives to instill in its students. The Orange County Register reports, along with her two Oscars, she founded the Hillaru Foundation that connects abandoned animals with foster children, so that's sweet. Swank, follows last year's commencement speaker, comedian Bill Hader.
Okay, 5:55. Get ready, Pensacola. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely, and there is a lot to look at. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and have some developing on, this is going to be Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, so be on the lookout for that. But we did have some closures on Garson Point Bridge, heading to and from Gulf Breeze, heading over the water there. There was an accident reported in that area earlier. Did get a photo from a texter showing that there was some authorities present. Also got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Friday, high of 88, low of 74, sunny, mostly clear.
You know what they're doing on the Garson? They're restriping the center lines is what the problem is. And they've got like an 8 to 10 minute wait, and they hold the lines off, and then they let the other traffic line go through. You have to wait for that. But if they have, and if they're working an accident this afternoon, different story. That's compounding the issue a lot more. So Garson could be a problem this afternoon.
Absolutely.
I hope they get it cleared before 7
ASAP.
O'clock. Yeah. Because I actually cruise the Garson going home, so hope things straighten out over there. Tom Cruise has one final mission before his latest movie franchise opens. This is interesting. It's slated as Tom Cruise in Texas. Mm. Michelle Polino has more.
Tom Cruise is heading to Texas to surprise fans ahead of the release of the last installment of his franchise, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. The actor announced on Instagram that he'll be in San Antonio today, visiting Fort Sam Houston and several theaters, hosting advanced screenings. But he's got more stops in store.
Then we're going to fly to Dallas, where I'm going to get some delicious barbecue before going to more theaters to say hello. And I can't wait. We'll see you at the movies.
What Cruise didn't share is specific details on which Dallas restaurants or theaters he'll be hitting, or whether that stop will happen today or the following day. The film officially hits theaters Friday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Tom Hanks, starting to see why I slipped over Hilary Swank's name earlier, will star in the world premiere of a new off-Broadway production later this year. Previews for This World of Tomorrow, which Hanks co-wrote with playwright James Glossman, will start October 30th at the Sheds Griffin Theater in Hudson Yards. Tony Award-winning director Kenny Leon will also be involved in the play, which will run through December 21st. So Tom Hanks getting into a little bit of everything here, apparently.
You know, I would say maybe 30 years, something like that. Do you remember the television show Twin Peaks?
I'm familiar with the name. I haven't watched it, though.
All right. The cast of Twin Peaks is launching a national tour. Now, this comes very interesting. Michelle's back, and she has details for us.
Top members of the original cast of Twin Peaks are set to tour the country later this year. Starting in early August, stars of the David Lynch series will be sitting down for conversations in cities across the U.S. from Tysons, Virginia to Seattle, Washington. The tour will make 18 stops in all, and two of the stops will take place at iconic series locations. Ray Wise, who played Leland Palmer, and Harry Goes, who played Deputy Andy Brennan, and others will share their experiences from behind the scenes to in front of the camera at the ticketed events. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And family of the Menendez brothers say they're okay with a parole hearing delay. Relatives of Eric and Lyle Menendez say it gives them more time to prepare a case in support of their release. The parole hearing had been originally set for June 13th, but it's rescheduled for August 21st and 22nd. The brothers had been serving prison sentences of life without the possibility until a judge resentenced them to 50 years to life.
Listen, I really respected Alan Alda, especially with MASH. He's done other projects, of course.
Right.
He does suffer from Parkinson's, and he's opening up about his health problems.
Alan Alda is facing Parkinson's disease with humor and grace. The 89-year-old MASH star was diagnosed in 2015 and also has face blindness, or prosopagnosia, meaning he has trouble recognizing faces, told People magazine that managing his condition has become a full-time job because he has to keep track of all these little solutions. He says, every day I'm finding a new way to do something, and if I keep at it, I can eventually solve it, adding it's a way to have a good time under poor circumstances. Alda recently appeared in Tina Fey's Netflix adaptation of The Four Seasons. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I can certainly relate to what he's talking about. Birmingham brought out the bats again Wednesday night. Barons downing Pensacola 7-2. It was game two of their six-game series. Pensacola now 23-18 on the season. First pitch going out in about 5 minutes over on Main Street at the ballpark. Coming up in about 12 minutes, more information for you on News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, this afternoon.
NewsRadio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.